random conversation with two people who called in. We have Amy and Emily, who are Indigo Girls. But you were saying how much you rate The Killers as well.
Yeah. Love The Killers. Yeah. Exciting new band.
Yeah. No, they're fantastic. And I just think that what strikes me about The Killers is that kids like them and people who are well older like them just seem to touch everybody. Everybody seems to, you know, really rate them, which is great. And I did ask you as well in that same conversation, what's Pink like?
We're fans too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's great.
Well, you've worked with each other in opposite ways, haven't you, if you see what I mean? You've done stuff for her and she's done stuff for you. How did you get to know Pink?
She invited us to sing on her record and she came down to Atlanta. It was a song called Dear Mr. President, this awesome political, beautiful ballad. Yeah. And we had a really nice blend together and we hit it off. And she had lived in Atlanta before and she was a fan of our music. It was very flattering.
Yeah.
And then when we were out in the West Coast making our record, we said, well, we'll call you up and if you're there, come sing on one of our songs. So Amy's song, Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate, was perfect for her.
Yeah.
She came in the studio. Amy just handed her the lyrics. She didn't know the song. She stands like 5 feet off the microphone. She's so powerful.
Yeah.
Knocked it out in 10 minutes. We're trying to get her to do more, but she's kind of perfection like that. So we just went out back and talked politics for the rest of the night.
I was saying I watched her, I think it was MTV, and they play those jokes on Punk'd, isn't it? Yeah. And I just thought her attitude was absolutely brilliant. She had the proverbial taken out of her, but she seriously didn't mind. She just handled it with absolutely brilliant
humor. Yeah, she's not too precious.
I was going to play that track, actually, the other night, and then I thought, oh, no, I can't. Swear word. And then I thought, should I just cough over it?
We made a clean version of it for that.
We saw it in the radio edit with me in the middle going, So how's the tour going?
Oh, it's going great. We're having a great time being over here, and audiences are... It's just great. It's just really... We're always surprised when people come to the shows, because we haven't been here in like 4 years. Yeah. We're like, is anybody going to show up? And then they do. And
you have
it's
an incredibly loyal fan base.
They're just
great
people. Great people.
I mean, I've had emails from people who've gone, you know, I've seen them so many times, and, you know, just absolutely love Indigo Girls. But what about the difference in crowds here? I mean, what kind of reaction do you get in this country, and is it different in terms of what you get in the States?
Well, London was so boisterous. I mean, we played at Shepherd's Bush Empire, which is a great venue. And the crowd was just had so much energy, and they really, really sang like really loudly. I think as loudly as any American audience we've ever had.
Wow.
And just with English accents. But it was awesome. But they say that English audiences can be more reserved, but that hasn't been the case for us. You know, actually, tonight in Birmingham was a little quieter than normal.
Probably
really?
Better singing.
Great singing. Great singing. So the response has been really energetic and good, and we've just been having a blast.
I just think if you're a performer, that moment where the audience are actually singing your words and the tune, that must be incredibly moving.
Yeah, it is.
You never get used to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. All right, well, you're here to do some tunes, so what's the first one going to be?
We're
going to
do a song off the new record. This song is called Pendulum Swinger.
Yeah, the opening one.
It's about George Bush and the patriarchy in the church.